Ryan Morning Show brought to you by Guardian Protection, your hometown home and business security company. I don't know that anybody knew when this song would come back. We had to come right back to it. The text line loves it.
Do they?
The listeners absolutely love the Halloween music.
Nice. We're going to roll through it the rest of the day and the week.
Someone texting in, that can be Caboli's music. No, it makes me feel kind of warm and fuzzy in like a weird October kind of way.
Yeah, but think about what it's for, though. Then it won't make you feel warm and fuzzy.
Scary clowns.
Yeah.
I don't like clowns, Dorn.
I didn't think you did.
People call me one a lot on social media, though.
That's not nice.
All the time. That's like, you know who really calls you a clown a lot? Are Browns fans.
Oh, yeah.
Browns fans call me a clown all the time.
Browns fans have no room saying anything about anybody.
They're 1-5. They're bad.
Yeah.
They're a bad football team.
They're literally a clown show. They're the circus.
The Cleveland Clowns, they're saying, Dorn.
Yes.
Double C, Cleveland Clowns. Good Remember, thing they got the Guardians.
Just a short time ago, Jacksonville fans dressed as clowns. Remember that for that final game of the year, and they beat the Colts that allowed the Steelers to
make it to the playoffs.
Yeah.
I'm a big fan of, if your team sucks, don't dress up like a clown. Wear the paper bags over your head.
Yeah.
Like the Aints back in the day.
Mm-hmm.
Big fan of that. Texter, yo, that song's actually sick. Yeah. Yeah, it is.
Yeah, I like it.
Text us even more at 412-928-9370, brought to you by Edgar Snyder & Associates, a personal injury law firm where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. We're going to get into George Pickens here in a moment, but Casey has been waiting very patiently on hold for about 28 minutes here. So, Casey, how you doing? Good morning. You're from Perryopolis, or at least calling for Perryopolis. I've gotten many a speeding ticket in Perryopolis driving down 51 to visit my family in Uniontown.
Absolutely. Don't be going 5-0.
Yeah, you can't be going 2 over in Perryopolis. They'll get you, Casey.
Oh, absolutely. Hey, I'm just calling. I'm calling about, I want to see Russ. The reason I want to see Russ, I'm tired of the winning, just trying to get to 500 mentality, man. It's a Pittsburgh thing for some reason the last decade. I just need a change, man.
So you think Russ would be the spark that pushes the offense forward?
No, I think the reason we're not seeing the spark with Justin Fields is because I don't think he's really good with the playbook. I think that's what's going on with him. I think they're not opening up. They got training wheels on him.
I don't know that it's his mastery of the playbook or anything like that, but I definitely think they don't trust him in certain situations.
Yeah, I don't. It's not like he's not a smart quarterback.
Correct.
Like, there's no quarterbacks or really players that are starters or even on an NFL team that don't know how to read a playbook and understand the playbook. Now, to be the general of the playbook, that's another conversation. And I don't know if Justin Fields may be there yet, and that's okay for right now, but Russ is. Like, I know that. I mean, it's proven that since 2012 that he's been in the league, that he can master a playbook and understand it just as good or maybe even better than the offensive coordinator to understand what they're capable of doing in game. Like, even if something's not in the playbook of Arthur Smith, and Russ is sitting there watching film, and Russ is like, right here, this defense does this, this, and that. You know what? We need to put in this type of audible, this type of check to actually counter what they're doing. They'll be like, okay. I don't think Justin Fields can sit there and do that, if that makes sense.
It makes a ton of sense, and I want Justin Fields to be the guy. If it's Russ, the number one thing I'm watching, what's he allowed to do at the line of scrimmage?
Uh-huh.
And if they have him at the line of scrimmage, and all he can do is move protections, then you've got big time, and you might anyhow, but it will cement the big time issues you have with your head coach.
Yes.
If you don't trust Russell Wilson at the line of scrimmage, man, you ain't going to trust anybody. I think this quarterback situation, it's such an easy topic, right? And a couple of people have texted, and really the quarterback thing, it is an easy topic. It's cliche, classic sports talk radio, but I think there's some nuance, and I think it's intriguing, this particular quarterback conversation, because if you want to see the worst in Fields and make a case for Russ, you can. If you want to see the best in Fields and make a case for him to remain the quarterback, you can. And nothing underscores that more than actual turnovers versus what could have been turnovers. So if Tomlin, who hates quarterbacks turning the ball over more than he likes quarterbacks making plays, wants to look at just the turnover numbers and paint a case for Justin Fields, he can. 2 turnovers in 6 games. That is winning football.
Yes.
10 touchdowns accounted for. 1 fumble lost and 1 interception. But if Tomlin wants to look at times the ball was put in harm's way. Fields has fumbled it six times in six games, has one pick, so there's seven turnover-worthy plays, and then the ghastly interception that he threw that got called back this week due to the horrendous roughing the passer call, he could have eight turnovers in six games. So if Tomlin wants to view it that way, he can. If he wants to view it, he's only got two in six games, he could also look at it that way. That's why this is so fascinating to
me. And also Tomlin believes that he sees something in front of him that could be a possibility, like in his mind, like that is going to bite us at some point. Like even though that we got away with it now, those things cannot happen and they continue to happen. So there's going to be a point where, you know, there isn't going to be a flag thrown or somebody is going to intercept it or somebody is going to recover the ball. At some point, he knows that that's going to happen. Like you can only get away with, you know, the crime for so long in his mind. And can we fix that week to week? Have we fixed that week to week? In his mind, not really. That's why that door's still left open.
Yes.
That's why right there.
And things like the center now being hurt, and we'll see how long he's out. They fixed that. Well, now you got to do it all over again with a new battery. Tomlin could even use something like that as a reason why.
That's true.
You want to make the quarterback switch. I would do Fields. You would do Fields. I think Tomlin's going to go with Russell Wilson. And I think my gut's been right on a lot of stuff this year. And I say that because in the past, it hasn't always been that way.
Yeah, you've been pretty good.
Been pretty good.
Yeah.
Pretty good.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. George Pickens yesterday. Three catches. I want to pull up the exact statistic. 53. I think 53 yards, yeah. Three catches, 53 yards, eight targets, two drops, I thought, and a play that he should have made that's like a circus catch, but we've come accustomed to seeing him make those circus catches. I thought that they would force feed him the football. First drive was 11 plays, and they didn't.
Right.
And they're just going to keep operating their offense. Now, he played more snaps than any wide receiver on the field, which is a departure of what they did the week before, where he only played 59% of the snaps, and you had guys like Van Jefferson play more than he did. He didn't flip out in this game. That's a step in the right direction. I have no faith that this is a deal that they've now put behind them. I think next week, if the stat line is three catches for 53 yards and a drop or two is in there, I think you're looking at George Pickens flipping out again. Like, they needed him to have a huge game here to satiate him, and they didn't. So I think it's a ticking time bomb, and guess what? You got another national football audience that's going to be watching on Sunday night against the Jets. We'll see what the Jets do tonight, but that's going to be a big-time event.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think they did enough here, man. And I don't think when given the opportunities, he did enough.
Okay, so yeah, that's what I was about to ask you. Which is more? Like, did they not do enough or did he not do enough?
This is the story of Pickens. It happened last week on Sunday Night Football. Like, okay, you're moping, you're throwing your helmet. No one wants to sit next to you on the bench. I thought it was a disaster of a press conference on Thursday this week. When he had the opportunity on third down and four last week, would have been one of the bigger plays of the game. Ball goes right through his hand.
Mm.
This week, George, you want the football? Down the sideline, jumps up. It's an acrobatic kind of catch. You got to make that if you're number one wide receiver. Justin Jefferson makes the catch. Jamar Chase makes the catch. I'm not comparing him to those guys. He would, though.
Mm-hmm.
And so he's not getting a lot of opportunities. And he's also not making the best of the opportunities he is getting. And then whenever they shoehorn him in on that 31-yard pass down the field late in the game, I think Justin could have hit him in stride for a touchdown and didn't. And I imagine Pickens would be frustrated by that, too.
The reason why I gave him a B- in the grade segment is because, you know, I don't know how it's going to be this week, but I know that it was probably frustrating yesterday for George, and he didn't show the frustration. And I think that that's a big step. Now, you got to keep making those steps, as you just said. But I think yesterday, with not being a huge factor and dropping passes, he didn't lose his mind. And he was engaged the whole entire time. And I think that the message got through to him, at least for this past game. So I don't even know why we even have to have this conversation about an NFL wide receiver. By a professional football player, but we are. So we'll see how it goes this week.
Right. We're sitting here talking about a 3-catch-for-53-yard performance and saying, well, at least he didn't flip out.
Right. Think about this. Like, it's wild.
Pickens dropped a touchdown.
Yes. Yes.
So he, by my count, he had 3. 2 for sure drops, and then a 3rd one, which would have been difficult, but you make the play. Like Connor Hayward last week. You need a better ball from Justin Fields. But it's also a play I would like to see him make, and he's not a number one wide receiver.
Mm-hmm.
Like we saw Van Jefferson drop one on the sideline. He should catch it. He's not a number one wide receiver. Pickens drops a touchdown, drops an easy one, has one go through his hands on an acrobatic catch. We're not point being, we're not seeing a number one wide receiver. We're not. Now, there are maybe a few now available on the open market, but maybe one's coming off the open market. At least that's what Adam Schefter is reporting. We'll get to that coming up next. And there's a wide receiver we didn't get to see a lot of in this game. And I wish we would have. We'll get into all the wide receiver mumbo jumbo when we come back. You can tweet us, brought to you by South Hills Kia Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. And the Fan Morning Show Twitter poll is brought to you by PJ Fitzpatrick Home Improvement. Trust PJ.com. I just want people to argue in my Twitter mentions, so I've asked the question, better football team, Pitt or Penn State? And boy, Doran, are they arguing?
You just throwing gas on a fire.
It's like when the Joker in Dark Knight, clicking the button, and then bang, hospital blows up. That's what I did to my Twitter mentions.
Chaos.
Some people just like to watch the world burn, Doran.
Yeah.
In their Twitter mention.
Second and 8. Field sells the fake. Deep shot. Down for it is Pickens.
4 minutes and 40 seconds left in the game, up 16 points. And they throw one down the field to Pickens. And upon watching it now a handful of times, during the break, Doran, I think Pickens was ticked that the ball didn't lead him into the end zone there. I also might be doing a thing where I know he's a malcontent, so he gets up and I might be doing that thing, and I want to make sure I put that out there. Did not see Roman Wilson very much. 5 snaps.
Yep.
5 snaps for Roman Wilson. So we talk about bringing a guy on slowly. We talk about baby steps. That would qualify. Baby steps.
Mm-hmm.
5 snaps. I hope that it continues to open up for him. They need help at the receiver position. We've known that. We've been saying that. We knew it before the season.
Yes.
And in this game, they did some, not a lot, some decent to good things in the passing game. I just don't think guys are open, man. I don't. George Pickens, his strength isn't really getting open either. He's just kind of always bleeping open, I think he wrote on the iBlack, because he should be able to go up and get the rebound off the top of the rim. They don't have a wide receiver core that creates separation, and I don't know that Roman Wilson's going to be that guy, but I'd sure like to find out.
Yeah, I don't think he really is going to be that guy. Like, I mean, it's very hard whenever you don't have so many snaps as a rookie to go in there as a third-round pick and to be very effective. So, I mean, he's going to get more snaps as the games go on, but if I'm anybody, I mean, even like, this whole entire season, don't expect him to be some type of difference maker for this football team.
Yeah.
There's just no way.
Maybe Christian Kirk will be available. He ripped his play caller. He ripped his quarterback basically after their game. DK Metcalf, perhaps he's on the block. Well, now there's a report from Adam Schefter saying that, hey, don't look now. Davante Adams could remain a Las Vegas Raider. So at least according to that report, maybe he's not going to be on the market. I'm not buying that for 1 second.
Why would he remain? Why would he want to stay? They're losing. They stink. He hasn't played.
Why would they want to keep him?
Yeah, why would they want to keep him? If he requests that he wants traded, like, why would they want to keep him?
They don't. That is at least my read. They're putting up a big flag basically saying, yeah, people aren't matching our asking price. They, oh, we want a second round pick and then some. No one's giving it. Well, we might keep him. We might do the thing. Yeah. We might hang on. Remember Brandon Ayuk? Same thing. He could wind up staying here. They're worse now than they've been at any point this season. They beat the Browns. They beat the Ravens. I wouldn't say were reasons for a ton of optimism, but there were reasons to maybe think they weren't a tire fire of a football team. That looked every bit like the worst team in the NFL yesterday.
Yes. Yes.
In a league where Carolina exists.
Yes.
Like, I don't think they're good at all. They're going to be a 5-win team. So why would you hold on to Devontae Adams when you could get assets in return? Why would he want to remain, which seems to be kind of a big deal in all of this? I don't buy for a second that Devontae Adams is going to remain a Las Vegas Raider. I think there's a good chance we see him on Sunday Night Football at Acrisure Stadium.
Which side?
Look at you, perceptive.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think he's coming here. If you were him, and hey, I don't know how much say he's gotten where he's going to land.
Right.
But if you were him, and you could pick the dysfunctional Jets or the dysfunctional Steelers offense, I think I'm going with the devil I know in Aaron Rodgers before I come here, and I see that the number one wide receiver the Steelers currently have, he's not getting fed the football enough for his liking.
Mm-hmm.
So I think he winds up a Jet. If he doesn't have a big say, I still think he probably winds up a Jet because they were desperate enough to fire their head coach midseason in a non-bye week.
Yeah.
How many times do we see that?
Yeah. I think the situation would come down to this. It would if I were him, it would come down to stability. What Aaron Rodgers has, what, 1 year left on his deal there?
I think he's under contract for three.
Three more years?
I think so.
Okay.
Well, two after this, I think.
Two, okay.
I'll double check.
Well, I mean, there's no head coach there. And like, it would all depend on, am I a rental or am I actually going to be there for 2-3 years? So like, if I were Devontae Adams and I got to pick, I would look at the situation like, I don't even know who the head coach is going to be next year. What if it's somebody that I don't get? What if it's like Luke Getsy or something? I mean, I know it's like crazy, but like, what if it's somebody that I'm familiar with that I just, you know, don't like? I know that who the head coach is going to be in Pittsburgh. I know who the quarterback possibly is going to be in Pittsburgh. They're winning right now. Not much turmoil. I don't know. I would lean towards Pittsburgh, honestly.
Really?
Right now I would.
Well, and tonight will have a factor in it, you would think. Like, in terms of his want to, I mean, you go out there and get blown out the water by the Buffalo Bills, which I kind of think is going to happen. Like, now you're looking at a team that's under 500. Like, do you really want to go be a part of that? But at the same time, I could also see the Jets then getting more aggressive in making an offer because they know this thing can't go down the tubes. Their owner just came out last week and said this is the best football team they've had in 25 years. I mean, he doesn't know what that looks like, really. Hadn't been a lot of great Jets teams right there. But that's what they think. That's their expectation. I know that no one's matching the Raiders' asking price now because they'd have moved him if they had. Also, there wouldn't be reports from Adam Schefter that, well, they could keep him. You lose one more game and you're the Jets. I could see a second-round pick going back. I could. I'll tell you who's not involved anymore is the Saints.
No.
Saints scored 90 points combined their first 2 weeks and gave up a 50-burger last week.
Yep.
I love the NFL.
It's crazy. Crazy. Look at Dallas.
Jerry Jones. They put all the cameras in his face, all the microphones in his face. They get blown. They give up 47 points to the Lions yesterday. And he credits Detroit. Boy, that's a good football team over there. We're a lot better than we showed. We've got a bye week to figure this out. Yeah, you're a tire fire.
Yeah.
That's the second time I've used that this year.
I don't know if
you're a disaster.
I don't know if McCarthy's going to make it this year. I don't think he's going to make it through the year.
I mean, if they keep losing like that, it makes it embarrassing what we saw happen against the Steelers.
Yes.
Like, you were a play away from winning a game where you gave up 450 yards to a team that just got absolutely kicked in the face mm-hmm. by Detroit.
I'll tell you this. If they were to lose that game to the Steelers last week and lose the way they did yesterday, McCarthy during the bye week would have been fired. Like, they have a bye week this coming week, right?
They sure do.
Yeah, he'd be fired. There's no way. But who cares?
So what percent chance would you give of Devontae Adams being a Steeler?
30.
Jet? Make you do math.
Yeah, I know. I'm doing math in my head. 50. And then 20% Raider.
The only reason he would be a Raider is if, like, in season, all his contract kind of stuff.
Yeah.
Like, you just, it's tough to figure that out. It's tougher, I should say, to figure that out in season than it is in the off season. 412-928-9370 is the number. It's also the text line. Someone text in, you're judging Roman Wilson after 5 snaps? Come on, man. No one did that. Uh-uh. No one did that. You were talking generally about how hard it is for a receiver to jump on the moving train.
Right.
And we're talking about, look, I want to see him.
You want to see him.
I want to see a lot of him. But I don't think he's going to be a savior.
Uh-uh.
And it's not based on the 5 snaps. It's based on he was a 3rd-round pick who hasn't played. And they clearly didn't trust until this week, and they only trusted him enough to play five snaps. So
you got guys that have played a lot of football in this league. Scotty Miller, Van Jefferson. I mean, those guys aren't even doing anything. Why do you think Roman Wilson's going to come off the street out of Michigan and start doing something? Like, your second receivers aren't really doing anything. Nobody else is doing anything. To think that Roman Wilson is going to come in here and be a five catch a game, 60 yard performances is that's never going to happen.
Right. He's not going to come in here and all of a sudden first drive of the ball game against the New York Jets, you're going to throw the ball six times to Roman Wilson and he's going to make a guy miss and go 65 yards. Right. Like, he could be an able-bodied pass catcher in an offense that has one at the wide receiver position. So that's why I want to see him, but I don't think he's a magic elixir or anything like that. 412-928-9370. We have not spent enough time on T.J. Watt in the defense. We had someone text in saying that the T.J. punch should be illegal, and I want to make fun of that person a little bit when we come back.
If they want to truly eliminate getting to the quarterback with getting the ball out quick, the slides, the chips, like, a team can pretty much do that if they want to. So I'm going to have to try to find ways to continue to affect the game as much as possible. And I've been doing the punch out back to Tim Tibisar in college at Wisconsin. He coached Peanut Tillman in Chicago, and he used to always tell me, and Peanut used to always get a ball out every day in practice. And I carried that with me, and it's been something I've continued to try to do, especially when you get in those situations. And when you have a defense that flies around like this, you're able to take more chances. I don't always get the football, but when you do, it's a big play.
Yeah, you don't always get the football, and when you don't, it's very funny. One of these days, he's going to punch a guy right in the sack door.
Yep.
We're used to him getting sacks. He's going to punch a guy right in the giblets.
Bang.
Someone texted in and said, hey, I don't want this to stop happening, but it seems kind of unfair. Do you think the NFL should ban the peanut punch? No.
Why?
I don't understand. Now, they would go on to say in a further text that they think that there's injury risk. You can't take everything away from the defense.
Seriously.
I mean, I thought both roughing the passer calls in the game were ticky-tack at best, but one was absolutely atrocious. The one where we saw Justin Fields throw the interception.
Yep.
Officiating's really bad. It's a hard thing to do. I think the points of emphasis the league is passing down are also convoluted nonsense. You can't take away things like the peanut punch. The defense only has so many things that it can do.
Right.
That's one of them.
Mm-hmm.
And we don't see a lot of players be able to pull it off. I mean, that's not an easy thing to do.
No. No, because you risk not tackling. It's like checking in hockey and you get yourself out of position. You know, it's like you have to, those are calculated risks, I think, in hockey as well. Like, whenever you want to take somebody out or check somebody, you're going to possibly get out of position. So if you miss, it could lead to a goal, could lead to a touchdown.
Exactly.
It's very hard.
Two TFLs for Watt. He had both forced fumbles, and the one at the goal line is just sick. It's sick, dude. I just want to watch it on repeat.
Mm-hmm.
And I brought up Patrick Queen and his role in the play, but Watt dips under a block and punches all at the same time. There's like nobody else on the planet who could do that.
Of course not.
And he didn't have any sacks, and I think he explained why in that answer, which is really good, really thoughtful answer. Look, tight end, right tackle, running back, they're not going to run at him a lot. You can take a guy out of the game. But Watt, okay, I'm not going to get the quarterback on the ground. You know what I am going to do? I'm going to affect things in the running game. And that's what makes him awesome. You think about the Rams game last year where they were doing a good job in pass protection against him, doing all the things we just talked about and that you just heard him talk about. What's he do? He drops into coverage, reads the eyes of the quarterback, interception, changes the entire game. It's why he is the best defensive player in football, full stop. He should be the defensive player of the year again this year. He should have been last year. They have now the chip rate or whatever it is, mm-hmm, on PFF that if they did have last year, Watt would have won the defensive player of the year. He's by far getting more attention than any defensive player in the sport. And I think part of that is predictability. I wish the Steelers would move him around a little bit more, but hey, if it ain't broke, don't fix it.
Yeah, he's doing his job, and he's doing his job more than what his job entails. So, best player in the league right now, I think, not even just defense.
Even over quarterbacks?
Yep. Yep.
You can make the argument. You can absolutely make the argument. And someone tweeted in, or texted and excuse me, that they think he's better than Troy Polamalu, and like they're different players, different positions. The worth to the team was fairly similar. When Troy wouldn't play, they'd lose. They'd give up points. Same thing with Watt. But Watt could be a three-time defensive player of the year already. He's up for the award every season apart from the year that he got hurt. Yeah, I think he is a better, more impactful defensive player than Polamalu. Not to take anything away from Troy.
That's a good discussion.
Well, we're having it, right?
That's a good one. Yeah, Troy. Troy had the ability to move around.
He did.
And that made it so hard for offenses because you didn't know what Troy was going to be and where he was going to end up, so everybody was always confused. And then he was had the athletic ability of, you know, the best safety ever. Like, the you know, I mean, it's hard. You know where TJ's at. You don't know where Troy's going to be.
No, you're right about that. I mean, Troy would be playing center field one play, and then two plays later, he could be at the goal line, and he's jumping over your center's head and throwing Kerry Collins into, I don't know, Knoxville.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Troy's my favorite player of all time because he was just so much fun to watch. And I think you can make the argument for either or. I think the more TJ plays and some of those statistics continue to rack up and up and up, I think at the end of his career, it's going to be between he and Joe Green.
Yeah.
I do.
Mm-hmm.
Troy's got the hardware, though, which I think is tough to ignore. I mean, he was part of the 05 defense. He was defensive player of the year in 2010 when they went to the Super Bowl. He was part of the 08 defense. I mean, he got rings.
Mm-hmm.
It's not all because of him, but it's a lot because of him. And TJ hasn't got to play his entire career with Ben Roethlisberger, which is something that Troy was afforded. We might have more of this discussion.
Yeah.
Perhaps when Mark Caboli joins us. He'll be on 15 minutes from now for a full hour, although I see he's texted me three times. I hope that means he's not bailing or joining on the video stream. We'll find that out during the break. But up next, we look around the league. 50-minute mark on the Fan, brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, Route 19 in Peters Township, celebrating 50 years in the South Hills. We're going around the NFL, brought to you by Champ Tires, all brands in every size. Real quick, TJ Watt did punch Sam Darnold in the Johnson.
Oh.
It was more of a slap than a punch.
Yeah.
If he punched a guy in the Nards the way he punched out both those footballs, my man would be singing a soprano after that. Country roads, take me home. Bang. I love it. The peanut punch. Rename it the Watt punch. Bang, bang. Bengals win yesterday, Doran, but I don't think they're just a slow-starting football team. I don't think they're particularly great. Now, they're going to kick the crap out of the Browns next weekend because, like, come on now.
Yeah, I stink.
So they'll be sitting there at 3-4, which means they'll have their feet under them. I don't know if it's just a slow start for them anymore, though. I just don't think they're very good. They got a big pass play, big run play late in the game to salt it away yesterday, but the Giants were in that thing and could have won that game.
Yeah, I'm with you. I'm not sold on the Bengals at all for the whole season. Like, it just couldn't get – I don't think they can get on the same page fast enough. And I think that the warts that leave them where they're at right now as a football team will continue throughout the rest of the season. And I can't really identify what the warts really are, but they're just blah this year.
Defensively, they've been horrendous.
Yeah.
They weren't as much yesterday. Look, I watched Garrett Green on Saturdays for West Virginia, right? And I think at times he's been a really good college quarterback like last year. I see the same guy less quick with Daniel Jones.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you're just so limited in what you can do offensively. Like, they try to do a lot of the Josh Allen stuff with him with Dable, and I mean, it worked for a year, and then it cost them $215 million or whatever, and they just don't scare me at all, and mm-hmm. the Bengals kind of had all they could get from them. All they could handle from them yesterday. As for the Ravens, I think they're fine.
Yep.
I think they're fine. I think the quarterback for Washington's really good.
Daniels, yeah, he's really good.
And the Steelers got to go there after their bye week, which will help having them after the bye. We have seen Tomlin teams actually be pretty good after the bye. That was a game I had penciled in as a dub, and I don't think I would pick the Steelers to beat Washington in Washington right now.
Nope. Nope.
And then the Browns. The Browns lost to a team where the head coach swore at the fans after the game.
Yeah.
They booed the Eagles off the field at halftime, and the Browns still found a way to let the sand slip through their fingers. The coach said we backed Deshaun Watson after the game. Stefanski did. There's not a single player in that locker room who doesn't want Jameis Winston.
Not one.
Not one. And you know what's going to happen? They're going to win like four games the rest of the way. Stefanski's going to get fired. The general manager's going to get fired. And the real issue in Cleveland is up top. And that guy ain't going anywhere.
Nowhere.
And you don't mind it here.
I'm cool with it.
So I thought that the Browns games would be tough. I thought the Washington game would be easy. If the Steelers lose a game to the Browns, we riot.
Yep.
We riot. Pencil those in as dubs. Pen them. Write them in pen. Write them in Sharpie, Doran. And take a sniff. Don't do that.
Don't do that.
Drugs, bad. No. You ever do that as a kid?
No.
Unintentionally?
No.
I hate the smell of Sharpies.
Yeah, it's weird.
I hate the smell of paint. I hate the smell of, what's that dishwasher soap?
Dishwashing soap.
Yeah. The blue kind. Dawn, thank
Dawn.
You. I hate that smell because I had the stomach flu once and I was using it to clean paintbrushes. And then later that night, I just puked everywhere. Ugh. AFC Championship, NFC Championship weekend. And now anytime I smell it, I want to throw up again.
Dawn.
Dawn. Don't like the Dawn.
Dawn.
And it's blue and it's icky, Dawn. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Icky. All right, Mark Caballa, he's the one who shouted Dawn off mic. He's going to join us for a full hour on the microphone. His thoughts on Justin Fields. And if he's going to be the starter against the Jets coming up next weekend. First, though, fan weather brought to you by Sun Chevrolet. 24 Silverado 1500, 1.9% financing up to 36 months with approved credit through GM Financial. Full terms and conditions at sunchevy.com today, high of 58.